AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. 305. Matt, Eric here. Eric, so my wife actually brought up a question last night. And it is it's an interesting question to ask. Now, I want to put this out for you. At one point, Christmas cards, we got at our home, just personal Christmas cards from friends and family. I'm going to say probably around 2000, 2001, we were getting well over 100, maybe 120 Christmas cards. We would have a stack of the things. This is really before email. I remember when the first people started sending email cards. I'm like, oh, that's ever going to take over. Yeah. Anyhow, the question my wife asked, she goes, well, how many Christmas cards do you think we're going to get this year? And by the way, Merle, got your card. Thank you very much. How many Christmas cards do you think we're going to have? And we've had incrementally less and less.
Yeah.
Last year, I think we had 60. So, what's the over-under? If you had 60 Christmas cards last year, what's the over-under on Christmas cards this year? What would you take a guess at?
I'd probably say 50, if it's declining at that rate. I don't know.
I think I'm kind of agreeing with you. I think it's going to be down to 50, which would mean that less than half the people that sent out Christmas cards 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. Part of me wants to hold on to them because at this rate, in 20 years, no one's going to be sending Christmas cards.
I mean, I've never sent a Christmas card. I think I've received maybe two or three last year.
Didn't you get one from like your grandma or mom or anything like that? Nothing?
I mean, I don't know. I see my parents enough that they're not sending Christmas cards.
Well, if you're seeing them. But not an extended family member that sends you one or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, most of my extended family we're still in pretty regular contact with, okay. I guess.
We have one family member. I did, just because I don't have time to write out the letter every year, write out something on every card. I did a typed up letter for, that was longer, just giving everyone an update, just because I haven't talked to any, because I've got three kids. I haven't talked to any human being outside of this little respite every afternoon for the last year plus. I did that, but we do have the people who send us just these 4-page detailed letters, and I had a growth looked at. You're like, wow, all right, great, yeah, thanks, happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
That was the second week of January. That's January 3rd.
Yeah, January 3rd. They've kept a detailed log, and they're sending you. We got a spreadsheet link here that you can kind of breaks it down by day and time. So. It is sad. I think that if you've ever – have you ever done any of the historical Christmas tours the Historical Society does? Ramsey House, State Capitol, they do them over there.
No, not Christmas tours, no.
Oh, they're lovely. At the James J. Hill House, they do them over there. Just really good. The coolest one they did was they did a traditional Christmas carols. These were Christmas carols which were wildly popular like in the 1920s, but no one sings them anymore, which is really a shame because there were some really pretty songs. And we did that at the James J. Hill House a few years ago. They didn't do that. They're doing Victorian Christmas, I think, over at the Ramsey House. But if you get the chance to go do that, that's great. But now I'm realizing that you don't need to do 1920 anymore. You can, in 10 years, you can go back to the wacky 2005. Look at Matt. Here he is sending a letter, antiquated as of the days long. And he had hair back then. Yeah, I can't wait for my exhibit. Middle-aged Hopkins guy with kids. Oh, it's great on Halloween, kids. The Nightmare Before Christmas, indeed. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I've gotten a lot of grief today from Righto Guy. They're angry with me. I know. Why? I can't figure that out. I just, for some reason, they're really furious with me. I think it's because I pointed out that one, that Trump didn't even try to read the Apostles' Creed during the Apostles' Creed during the church service for H.W. Bush, which actually was a lovely service. I didn't really mention that yesterday. It was a very nice service, and I did actually get kind of choked up a little bit with when W. was up there talking about his dad, and he got choked up. I mean, that was true emotion there, and it was good to see. And I mean, there was the awkwardness of Trump having to sit next to the Obamas. And by the way, you want to talk about last year's model and the incoming model. It's just he can't look good sitting next to Barack Obama. He just can't. And they went in order. I mean, but because they put the presidents in order, obviously, minus W, who was sitting with his family. You know, Carter, Clinton, Obama, and Trump, and he just looked horrible. There's that stuff. But he doesn't do the prayer. He doesn't even try. Can you imagine what this country would be like right now if Barack Obama hadn't said a prayer at a church service and was on camera caught doing so?
Yeah.
I've had lunatic rightos who have made this amazing argument. The anti-Christians, the people that hate Christianity, were the ones doing the prayer. It was the guy who said nothing who was the real Christian. Dun, dun, dun. Genius. You've solved the crime, Sherlock. Oh, my God. How do you get that far down the rabbit hole? I mean, seriously, how do you get that far down? Wow. And then, of course, there's the moment where everyone's got their hand on their heart, except for Donald Trump, who has a real big problem doing that. Now, I point these things out, not because I'm trying to make mountains out of molehills. Matt! How dare you take something so small and try to disparage him? Oh, I'm not doing it because I'm trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. No, I'm not doing it for that reason at all. Why I'm doing it is to point out the massive level of hypocrisy that you clowns have. Do you remember The Bow Too Deep? Oh, I remember The Bow Too Deep. He surrendered the United States. How he's so look at he bowed. He didn't go to a 32-degree bow. He went to a 37-degree. He surrendered us. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Not only on Fox, not only in Breitbart, not in all the rest of these places, but every freaking righto I knew was, how dare he bow down to the foreign country? How dare he do that? Because there was actually twice he did it. One was Saudi Arabia, once was Japan, I believe it was. And needless to say, they both times went, how dare he? Because he, President Obama, violated, in their interpretation, he violated a small detail with massive consequences. And it proves, once again, he should not be president. That's what they said. That's what they said. Remember the latte salute? He had a cup of coffee in his hand. Yeah. And he did the latte as he's coming off the helicopter. Oh, gosh, you guys were so how dare he disrespect the troops? He hates the troops. He hates them. Oh, and you went for weeks. You went for freaking weeks. Weeks on this. And, well, until we actually pulled the George W. Bush photo of him with the dog in his hand as he was doing the salute. Yeah, I can see that. That's a cute dog, actually. And here yet, you know, you this was you guys. This was your standard. This was your standard. It was. It's your standards. How about Dijon mustard? Dijon mustard could be one of the greatest manufactured outrages I've ever seen. Because not only was it completely and totally manufactured, so the guy wants to put Dijon mustard on a hamburger. Who gives a rat's caboose? Who cares? I know some people who get furious when you put mayonnaise on it. The person wants to put mayonnaise on there or ranch dressing. They want to put – it's their burger. They can have it any way they want. Welcome to America. That is America. But he put Dijon mustard, and you would have thunk that he went in there and he just started, you know, beating your dog. I mean, for 2 weeks, Dijon-gate took over. And you, this is not me. This was you clowns. And this is not even anything presidential. This is just some sort of America standard you created in your own mind, which then he violated, to which then you for 2 freaking weeks went nuts. 2 weeks, all that energy, all that time, all the emails, all the outrage. How dare he? Americans have regular yellow mustard. I mean, that is what you were doing. This was you. This wasn't me. This was you. So what I'm doing now is pointing out how hypocritical all of you jackasses are. I really am. All of you, every single one of you, you cowards. And you heard me say it again, cowards. This is not my standard. I'm just holding you to your own standard. And you fail miserably time and time and time again. You're so, so broken. It's not even funny. And let's just go into your hypothetical world for a second. And Barack Obama doesn't do the prayer at church. Oh, you guys, blood would be coming out of your eyes with rage and anger. Trump didn't even try to do the prayer.
That'd be the story for the next 2 years.
It would. It would be. It's like if and they would have and here's where the media gets complicit. They would have every media camera in this country putting in front of a Democrat's hand saying, "Do you condemn the President Obama for not doing the prayer?" They would. It would be an entire news cycle. It would go and go and go and go. It would be freaking nuts. It would be freaking nuts. Can you imagine if they you know, here he is at HW's funeral and everyone's got their hand on their heart and Obama didn't have his hand on it? Oh my God. They'd be ripping the flesh from their bones in fury and anger. Oh my God. You would be apocalyptic. You know what I mean? If lasers and fire would be shooting out of every orifice in your body. And you would be, he's ruined it. He's ruined America. You'd be unconsolable for weeks. Trump did both in one church service for a Republican president. A Republican president. The last of the great generation, you know, your base. Dear Lord. And not a peep out of you. Not only not a peep. How dare you, Matt? Matt. How dare you? Trying to make mountains out of molehills. To which my response is, I'm sorry, I was having a hamburger with Dijon mustard. What did you say again? I was wearing a tan suit too at the same time. Ooh, here's your latte salute. Seriously, you clowns are just clowns. And I love this. No, I love this. This is what keeps me going, is spanking you guys. Because this is your standard. You guys all hate it when I go religious on you. Because you know I know my stuff. And as a Catholic, I can basically throw this all back in your face. And so for years, as you guys kept screaming about Christianity and Republicans, they go hand in hand. And I'm like, no, they don't. And now all of a sudden it's like, why are you bringing politics into Christianity? It's what, me? No. I didn't do this. You did. I'm trying to pull my religion out of your freaking grasps. That's what I'm trying to do. But come on, at least have the guts, the consistency, some level of long wasted away morality that tells you, you know what? He probably should have said the prayer. He probably should have said the prayer. Come on. You can't be that bad. Well, considering what we've seen in Wisconsin and North Carolina in the last few days, I guess you guys can be. But you see, as you guys get all upset, what you're getting really upset about is me making the point that you can't stand the fact that I'm right. And that's what really makes you guys mad. Oh, I want to go get so mad. And by the way, let me just already say before you get ready for the next Democratic president in 2020, because that's going to happen. Before you get ready for that. Let me make sure I say for one thing is everything, I'm remembering everything that you guys tolerated with Trump, everything. And unless I go up on your timelines and I see condemnation of your outrage, for the other guy, well, you get ready for another big spoonful of my love coming your way, all right? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. You've heard me talk about this place for a long time, and this holiday season, it's time to get your loved one a gift that will last a lifetime. Their experts know all the latest trends and will help you find the perfect gift to fit any budget with an amazing in-stock selection to choose from. Stay away from the craziness of the malls and visit Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift.
Looking to offer high-end restaurant-quality food at your next event? Look no further than D'Amico Catering. Their talented team of event planners and chefs will collaborate to perfect a menu that best fits your needs. Whether emphasizing local cuisine or ethnic flavors, organic bites or summertime favorites, they're here to give you choices that align with your taste, budget, and style. Interested in learning more? Please visit D'AmicoCatering.com. That's D'AmicoCatering.com.
It's the best time of the year. Toyota-thon is on. Rudy Luther Toyota has the 2019 models in stock, and to make room, the 2018s have to go. There are huge incentives from Toyota, and on top of that, Rudy Luther has additional huge discounts. And remember, you get my favorite perk from Rudy Luther, the Luther Advantage Card, which gets you 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores for 3 years with every vehicle purchase. Rudy Luther Toyota-thon is on. Stop in today at the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Mensa inviting you to listen to a fabulous new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend. We feature songwriter Dan Israel, who's just returned from a five-week tour of Germany. Hear about his tales from the road. We're going to listen to some new songs off his record, You Are Free, as well. Saturday night at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, and follow me at paulmensa.com.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And Vern is already at me on Twitter. He's got one of the pictures of me back when I worked in military radio. That was 1991. God, look at the hair I had back then, man.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at some of the promotional photos. It's like, eh, it's false advertising.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thanks, Eric. Yeah, it's like I said, you want to see this? I got three kids. That's where this is gone.
I'm not any better.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I used to have luxurious blonde hair. Now, I've realized now that's what I do. When a lot of guys, when they grow their beard out, it's basically just compensating for the, oh, I guess now that the top is gone, I'll try to put it on my face. That's me now.
You have to try to avoid looking sick, I guess.
Yeah, you get, you.
That's my strategy.
It's like, oh my God, what's wrong with Matt? Kelly is in Minneapolis. Welcome on to the show. Thanks for holding.
Matt, I hate to get you away from the old Cheeto head, but I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about money and politics, and that we've had some great examples in the last 2 years. Sanders started it a few years ago. Beto O'Rourke did it to Cruz, where he outspent him from small-dollar donations. How do you fall on money and politics?
Why do I fall? I don't believe you should have people. I don't care who it is, Kelly. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. The system that's been created by the Republicans to where they have been shoveling money into the wealthy individuals and corporations' bank accounts under the guise and the promises, you're going to pay us some of this back come election time, right? I don't agree with that. And I think that's very hard. But at the same time, George Soros has you know, he's a guy that traditionally gives money to Democratic causes and Democratic candidates, and he has a lot of money. And you, and there's other, you know, very wealthy Democratic benefactors too. So you don't necessarily, I don't know how you, an individual, as long as they're doing it legally, should be able to contribute money to the campaign of their choice. I agree with that. I do not agree with these 501c3s, these dark money groups. I think that absolutely they should be shut down, because really the reality is when they do these money discussions in at the end of these seasons, the numbers usually are not too far different. It's, you know, maybe the Republican might be a little ahead, the Democrats might be a little ahead, but that's only talking about spending from the candidate or from the Democratic Party or the Republican Party and comparing that. When you factor in these dark money groups that are just funnel money into these states, the reality is that the Republicans have an overwhelming majority. That they're outspending in many cases 3-4 to 1. And this is why the quality of the candidate, I think, matters more than anything else. You brought up Beto O'Rourke, and you know Bernie Sanders was a candidate that was liked. Look at the lineup that we had in Minnesota here in 2018. Dear God, did you hear the Democrats of the day? They're sensational candidates. And how many of them? I mean, and by the way, pound for pound, I have done Democrat of the day. I think this is the third election I've done that. Pound for pound. I mean, the first time I called, I'd get, you want me to do what? I don't want to talk on the air. No, I mean, this time around, I'd call. It's like, I'd love to do it. I've been waiting for you to call. I want to be Democrat of the day. And you're like, wow. I mean, these people that were aggressive, people that were going to every door in the district. Who is it? It wasn't Heather Edelson, the woman that won out in Kelly Morrison, that won out Cindy Pugh's seat, I think it was. She said that when she was on the air, she had knocked on every door in the district 3 times. Bravo! That's what gets these people changed. I mean, how many outstate voters did we talk to, or candidates did we talk to, who said, hey, I'd go knock on someone's door, and Democrat hasn't knocked on the door in 20 years? That's how you get people to change their mind. And I agree. I think that it becomes a good selling point, especially when you brought up Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. And Cruz was just basically corporate funded. He might as well have just been a NASCAR, you know, slap some logos on the dude. You know, Beto O'Rourke had the majority of his funding coming from small donors. I think that that's great. And I think that that's where it should be. But I also think that you've got to be very careful. I mean, and I also think the question, you have to start asking the question, like the candidate down in Mississippi, the Nazi, that was the Klan member, the Confederate that was running down there that won that Senate runoff. You know, if people are spending money with them, if, like, Major League Baseball is making a donation, well, you should make sure Major League Baseball, if you don't appreciate that, knows about that. Because, when it comes, there's a reason why these dark money groups thrive, is because there's a lot of people that do not want to know people to know who they're giving money to. And eventually all these names will get out. I guarantee you. I guarantee it. At some point, you'll find out that all these major corporations, we're all funding these far-right groups, and they're all like, well, we fund a lot of different people. Don't hold it against us. Well, the reality is that, you know, it's you pick and choose what you support. And I think, you know, we need to be a more intelligent electoral body. We need to be a smarter voters. And I think that we need to understand what the heck's going on out there. And so knowing who's getting the corporate funds, who's getting the pardon me, the dark money that's being sent to them, that's the important part. 952-946-6205. I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a little bit of an early break. I want to come back. I got a few stories I want to get to today. And one or two are just not good. But I do want to get to these stories because I think it's important that we make sure we put this out there. But when we do come on back, Pat Kessler over at Ford did a nice little expose on how much of this ag money has got to our farmers in Minnesota. Funny story, not much. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
You don't have to be an expert camper to enjoy the Boundary Waters. Big Bear Lodge is your home away from home that still lets you experience the Northwoods in authentic and modern woodsy cabins. Upon arrival, you'll be greeted by the owners whose priority is your relaxation. Take in amazing sunsets, stargazing, and moose viewing near the Gunflint Trail. There are free use of canoes and kayaks, guided pontoon tours, and private docks and fire pits. So come find your smile at Big Bear Lodge. More at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
This week we talk about refi rejects, why so many people are getting turned down for refinances, the rebranding of the CFPB, is it really necessary, and the issues with DACA and why lenders aren't lending.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years' experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
This week we talk about refi rejects, why so many people are getting turned down for refinances, the rebranding of the CFPB, is it really necessary, and the issues with DACA and why lenders aren't lending.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 20. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 2. And Friday, scattered flurries, mostly sunny with a high near 20. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is It's Greek to Me. They're under new ownership, but offering that familiar, classically inspired modern Greek cuisine in a sublime space with gracious hospitality. Located at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis or at It'sGreekToMe.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Indeed, it's Greek to me. Yumbo. Man, I love this. This week, we're going to go eat over there tonight. I'm probably going to go eat over there on Sunday as well. Just love that place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been there for years. It's
my buddy, his family owned it.
Nice.
The current owners.
And now, and they got the Janakis Koroskaros family is now owning it. Great food. Just period. Great food. And I love Greek cuisine anyway. I talked about that a little bit. I mean, I had a really unique way of experience. I was going through Greece and just fell in love with the cuisine. Just delicious. And they do such a great job over there. Of the Greek restaurants in town, absolutely, hands down, my favorite. It's Greek to me. Lindale Lake, officially 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis. Stop on by. Get some great food over there. Try the grape leaves. I love them. And they have a vegetarian version of those, so enjoy. There you go. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. By the way, you can see that photo of me talking to the folks. They're watching the show. If you like, hello, folks watching the show. If you want to see the ancient picture of me from 1991 doing radio at Armed Forces Radio Network in Nuremberg, Germany, which, I mean, as good as that sounded, this is what I probably sounded like. You're listening to AM Matt McNeil here on AFN Nuremberg. Here's a song from Nirvana.
It's crazy how nothing changes over those years.
It's really just, what the hell was I thinking? God, the worst radio broadcaster ever. Anyway, you can go over there and enjoy that photo if you like. And like I said, print it out, put it up on your wall, and you know, scare the kids, whatever you want to do. 952-946-6205. Speaking of scaring the kids, only a fraction of the $12 billion federal bailout program to help farmers hurt by trade tariffs has made it to Minnesota. The United States Department of Agriculture reports it is dispersed of that $12 billion. You know, Trump was going to get that $12 billion right out there, like, you know, right there. How much of that $12 billion is he dispersed? $1.4 billion in emergency farm aid through November 26. Out of a total of $12 billion it promised, USDA officials declined WCCO-TV's request to reveal how much Minnesota farmers are getting. But USDA data obtained by the Watchdog Environmental Working Group shows the majority of Minnesota's bailout money is going to a small number of big farms. Who would have ever guessed that? The group says $43.9 million in emergency aid was paid through October 31st. The money went to 6,425 Minnesota farmers who got an average bailout check of just $6,000. 839,000. A spokesman for the USDA told WCCO-TV Minnesota ranks fourth of the top five states for emergency aid. Those states are in order: Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, and Indiana. And the soybean tops the list of commodities which farmers are seeking emergency help. The top five commodities for which the bailout is used nationally are soybeans, corn, wheat, dairy, and sorghum. That makes sense because the soybean sales dropped 98% since. Wow. Okay. So let's just do a little.
That's not a typo.
That's 98%. Not a 98%. Let's just do a little quick math problem for you here. If you were selling a product and that you just closed your door and locked the door and just didn't reopen again, you would lose 100% of your sales. We're still open for business, and Trump has lost 98% of the soybean market. 98%. And that was their main thing. Soybean farmers in Minnesota are getting the most emergency help, according to the Environmental Working Group, followed by hogs, dairy, and wheat. Now, here's the list. Soybeans got 25.5 million. Hogs got 12.9 million. Dairy, 2.6 million. Wheat, 2.1 million. And the highest payments were for the biggest farm. The top 10% of bailout recipients got a total of $24 million. Well over half the payouts went to 60% of the Minnesota bailout money went to the wealthiest farms. Sarah Grady, EWG Deputy Director of Communications, said the tariff bailout is not reaching farmers who may need it. You think? Director said that President Trump's farmer bailout program is not necessarily helping the farmers most threatened by this escalating trade war. In fact, USDA data shows that as so far, more than 1,000 city dwellers have received bailout money, and the top shows that 1,000 city dwellers have received bailout money, and the top 10% of all bailout recipients have received 68% of all the funds dispersed. Trump says China has agreed to resume farm sales, but that was a lie. That was just a made-up, complete lie. He made it up. Soybeans is a trouble because I don't know about you guys, but I'm not exactly going to go get like a bag of soybeans and start munching it down at the movie theater. It's not exactly something that, you know, we can go on out and pick up maybe an extra gallon of milk or another bushel of apples or something like that.
You don't like the slimy edamame?
I don't know. When they cook them and they can make them crunchy, little like corn nuts.
I don't know. I've had what people describe as good edamame, and it's still
We got to sell it now because.
it's
delicious now. It's really good. We really like it a lot. This bailout is worthless. I mean, once again, I want to repeat, the average bailout check was $6,839. $6,839. Now, and that's the average, which means once you factor in all those wealthy farmers that got the majority of the money, including some city dwellers, okay, that you probably have a lot of people on the lower end of that, $3,000, $2,000, and that's all they got. If I'm a soybean farmer and, I don't know, I just lost 98% of my market. My margins, wow, this is a mess. My margins were $26,000, $27,000 for the year. That was what the profit was going to be. There was Christmas. There was your health insurance. That's all the stuff. You're going to get $28,000 a year. That's what you're supposed to pay for everything else with. All the school supplies, the heat for your house. That's your profit margin at the end of the day. You, in turn, get a $2,000 check, and the Chinese market's not going to come back because Trump's an idiot. Like I said, he didn't play checkers. He basically was in the mud pile behind the house, you know, rubbing dirt in his hair, and the Chinese were like, I'm not playing chess with him. You know, they started playing chess, and, you know, needless to say, it was like two moves. It was it. And a checkmate, we're over. Yeah, it's the dumbest person. I mean, yesterday, so many people, I made this point up on Twitter today, so many people are praising Trump because he, for the most part, outside of not singing the religious song and or the religious saying the religious prayer and not putting his hand over his heart and kind of being a jerk to everyone that was there, he managed to sit still and not embarrass himself or the country for a funeral. And I said, you know, that's the same exact standard we had for my four-year-old at my her great-grandmother's funeral. And we went out for ice cream. Did they take Trump out for ice cream afterwards? If you behave yourself, we'll go get sprinkles. I should, don't say that to Trump. No, don't say it like that to Trump. Don't get sprinkles.
He gets two scoops.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Well, maybe that's why he was so well-behaved. I don't know. I can't say for sure. It's just an embarrassment where we're at. And this is the consequences of it. Farmers, I mean, if you're a soybean farmer, you lost a year. You know, the last time we had this happen, I remember back in the 80s when the small farms really just dried up. And, you know, you had farmers closing down and getting foreclosed on. And they had to sit there and watch as all their stuff was auctioned off to the highest bidder. And in front of them, all their stuff gone because they couldn't afford anything because the prices, they were gone. They didn't even have a 98% loss. And part of my gut feeling is wondering is, you know, is the reason why we're not more outraged about this because there are a lot of corporate farms who are licking their chops at the cheap farmland they can buy from these, you know, even mid-level farmers who are all going to go under because Trump basically decided to start a trade war with China. There are some people who are saying you might be able to get some new contracts in with India. You might be able to get some contracts in with Africa. I don't know. I just China is by far the biggest, you know, market for soybeans. And without them on the table, everyone else has contracts already. It's not like Canada gets soybeans. Well, they already got a contract for soybeans. They're not going to be looking to take up 98% of the slack that we have. It's terrifying. Well, and then there's this story. A father of a boy who was killed in the 2012 shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut was filed another defamation lawsuit against conspiracy theorists who accused him of being an actor. Lenny Posner's six-year-old son, Noah, was among the 26 people shot to death in the school on December 14th, 2012. Posner filed a lawsuit last week in Wisconsin against James Fetzer and Mike Palachek, who co-wrote the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Yeah. The lawsuit, which also names the book publisher, says Ponzer, who had to move several times because of harassment from people who believe the conspiracy theories, conspiracy theorists fueled by, among others, defendants' falsehoods have threatened plaintiff's very life, his attorneys wrote in the complaint. A Florida woman, Lucy Richards, who was sentenced to 5 months in prison for sending Posner death threats, was banned by a judge from visiting websites run by conspiracy theorists, including Fetzer, the lawsuit notes. Posner and other victims' families earlier this year filed similar defamation suits in Texas and Connecticut against Alex Jones, host of the conspiracy-driven InfoWars website. Posner also has helped set up a charity and website to fight such conspiracy theories. Fetzer reached at his Wisconsin home, said in Palachek, he and Palachek will put up a vigorous defense. The book, among other things, alleges that Noah Ponzer's death certificate is a fake. A redacted copy of the certificate is attached to Ponzer's lawsuit. Here's where this gets really disturbing, because this just tells you how far these people have gone. His lawyers blacked out the portion of the death certificate that includes where Noah is buried out of concern that conspiracy theorists would desecrate the grave in a misguided effort to show he's not buried there. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people? How do you get to be that broken? Seriously, how do you get to be that broken that you can't believe a crazed individual who was clearly mentally damaged beyond being in society? He should not have been, in my mind, he should not have been on the streets. He was able to get an assault weapon and he killed a bunch of kids. And I will never forget. I don't know where you were. I remember as that story unfolded through the day, and I remember it was about 11 o'clock or so, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they said there was a shooting in an elementary school. And I remember by – my kids were in elementary school at the time, and I remember by the time I went out to get the kids off the bus, which was about 4:30, I remember the lump in my throat, just get me my kids. I want to go home and hug them for about the next 6 or 7 days. And one of my neighbors, Angela, who's there too, and she was visibly shaken. You know, she was, you know, this was, you know, the craziness of all of this. I'll never forget seeing the police, one of the police officers there who was like a 25-year seasoned vet, just he was gone. I mean, he was just, there was the ashen look in his face. He had seen something that no human being should have had to go take a look at. And he you could see he was broken, that day broke him. And that he was never going to go back, and that he was never going to be the same person that he was before. But yet, these people, because the ability for them to look in the mirror and say, geez, I've been wrong for how long? I have made a mistake. They can't do it. They just can't do it. They want to believe. I mean, it's like the Waco guys that David Koresh, who convinced themselves that David Koresh was really just this sweetheart of a fella. No, he wasn't. He was raping children. He was raping children. He was a child rapist. And he killed basically everyone in that compound. But because, and you want to know the truth is, you go back to Ruby Ridge and you go to that. Those were tragedies that were used as political weapons, because that was when the Republicans, and this was in when the Contract with America people started in, and they started realizing that there is this entire element of this country that's up on compounds in Montana and in rural farm areas in Michigan, who basically sit around and walk a gate compound on barbed wire with their Uzi, and they shoot beer bottles, and they fantasize about overthrowing the government. And they realize, well, wait a minute here. If we actually make these people legitimate, guess what they're going to do? They're going to vote Republican forever. They love us. And that began the slow down or tumble. I mean, it really became bad. It was when Cheney welcomed these groups to the table, because he desperately needed people to vote Republican, and they welcomed them all to the table. That's when the party really went off the rails. But now you've gotten to this point where these people have grown up believing that just, you know, that anything that's told to them is a falsehood, it's a lie. And by the way, it's never, you notice that none of these people are ever the wealthy guy that lives out on Lake Minnetonka talking about, let me tell you about the conspiracy theory I'm coming across. No, it's not that guy. It's some guy, life hasn't worked out really well, generally not making a lot of money, maybe working 2 or 3 jobs, probably might have a high school degree, might not. Life has not exactly been a bowl of cherries for this guy. And so to make themselves feel better, they all said, yeah, I got an idea. There's Hillary Clinton's running a sex sting operation in the basement of a pizza place in Virginia. And so some guy takes it seriously and goes in there and starts shooting up a pizza place, demanding to be taken to the basement where the children are being raped, only to be informed there's no basement there. And there are moments I really wish I could be in the room when that happened. I wouldn't have wanted to be there because there was a loon ball with a gun. But I can only imagine, what are you talking about? There's no basement here. What? This building doesn't have a basement. There's no basement here. Yeah, there is. No, there's no basement. There's no basement here? So maybe they weren't telling me the truth. Oh. How you can go after parents of dead kids. I mean, there is a special place in hell. There is. There is a special place in hell for people that go on out there and go out and torment. And the fact that you have to keep your child's grave a secret because these clowns might go on over there with a shovel and dig up your 4-year-old's body. I could just see the same thing. Can't you just see that? There's nothing going to be in there. Oh, there's a 4-year-old body. Oh, run away. This is conservative America. This is how you get to this point, is you just embrace conservative policies, and this is how you get here. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Expedition Journal, entry number 7. It's been a week since I entered this vast land called Big Buy Electronics in search of a digital camera. Today, I encountered several people calling themselves employees, but they only spoke of car stereos, knowing nothing of cameras. So I continued westward through endless forests of CDs and DVDs. By evening, I took refuge near some televisions to regain my bearings. I begin to wonder if this camera department is a myth. I should have heeded my colleagues and gone to National Camera. Their knowledge and customer service is the stuff of legend. But it is too late for me now. Tell my wife I love her.
At National Camera Exchange, our price guarantee means we'll match any local store or internet price any day of the week. And now during our holiday sale, the prices get even better. You'll even get free classes with any camera purchase. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Health and Wellness Show, inviting you to listen each Saturday from noon to one. We talk about your health and your life by covering topics including healthcare, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support. On my next show, I'll be talking with Susan Marshak, the Executive Director of the Minnesota Network of Hospice and Palliative Care Organization, about their mission to educate us on the benefits of hospice care. Please join us this Saturday from noon to one for the Minnesota Health and Wellness Show.
Toyota-thon is on. Head to Rudy Luther Toyota and check out the great deals. Rudy Luther has huge model and year-end incentives, but it's the continued service which will make you a loyal Luther customer. Get 2 years maintenance-free with every new Toyota purchased, performed in one of the largest volume service departments in the country. And they'll never sell you a service you don't need. Plus, the Luther Advantage Card gets you great discounts at holiday. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com for all the Toyota-thon deals. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169, right in Golden Valley.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Hey, thanks to Todd Collett, who has been, of course, a great listener here at AM 950. He was in town for many years. He moved to Spain. He listens to the show via the internet. Hello, World Wide Webs. And you can as well, wherever you want to in the world. It's that simple. That's how the hip kids do it. Anywho. Todd is over there listening in Spain. He wanted to help sponsor the station because, I mean, a great way for you to help the station out is when you listen to these great sponsors like Rudy Luther Toyota or Park Tavern. Stop on into their businesses, take advantage of the great stuff that they've got going on. But what he wanted to do is, since he can't really stop on into Rudy Luther or Park Tavern, he basically is sponsoring the station directly. You can too. If you'd like to find out more information about how you can, 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885 is the phone number. And we are, of course, promoting him, his band, Just Folk. They've got the CD. Their fourth CD is coming on out. That's Grounded. The new single, Don't Turn the Lights Out, that is on cdbaby.com. You can go listen to it over there. I'll put the links back up online tonight so you can go take a listen to it if you so desire. 952-946-6205. Thanks, Todd. We do appreciate it. From City Pages, there is a, of course, a lot of people who are, and they got some issues out there, as you heard from the previous story. People who are hair trigger fear and allergy to reason, they basically get upset the Muslims, who constitute 1% of the U.S. population, will somehow overthrow the 70% Christian nation, installing a legal system to from a remote Saudi village. But there are, and there are some people, they just basically they don't want to believe it, which explains why rumors about Minneapolis's hate crimes hotline just won't die. The hotline launched last year to report harassing behavior motivated by prejudice, according to the city. It was it's actually not a bad idea. You know, if you can report this stuff, I think we all can agree that this is, you know, allowing people to come here like our, you know, unless you're Native American, our ancestors did, and not be, you know, tormented is a good thing. Basically, we're supposed to treat people right. And the right-wing media commenced fire. Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. Hate speech snitches. Says the World Net Daily, it turned to the greatest of constitutional authorities, Michelle Bachmann. Hi there, it's Michelle. I am back. Should we go back to the microphone we put between Michelle Bachmann's ear, see if it's still working? Yep, still working. That's an old joke, but it's still a good joke. She explained the danger at hand. Hate speech hotline operates as government enforcement of fascism, Bachmann told the World Net Daily. They are a denial of free speech in the very definition of government censorship. Okay, first thing, brain trust. If you're reporting something that was said, your freedom of speech is pretty much well intact. You do understand that. You're looking for freedom from criticism, and that's not guaranteed in the Constitution. You're looking for freedom from criticism for your hate speech, and that's not protected. My freedom of speech to call you an incredible boneheaded moron, or excuse me, congresswoman, is still intact. That's my freedom of speech. You guys just want to be able to go on out there and racially harass people and basically not have any consequences for it. And the reality is most of the people that probably report this, what they're going to say is, well, it's horrible and it's disgusting what they say, but, you know, it's, you know, that it is freedom of speech. This is out there in case there is a hate crime that has occurred. Minneapolis is violating the doctrine of separation of church and state. Oh, that's rich. Isn't that rich? Michelle Bachmann complaining about, why aren't you respecting the separation of church and state? Yeah, you. Wow. They're in denial of freedom of speech and the very definition of government censorship and bias. It only got weirder from there. Jihad Watch, whose editorial mission can be best described as Muslims equals bad, called the city hotbed of jihad terror activity. This is a helpline for Muslims to report incidents of Islamist phobia, including, no doubt, rude remarks that are not criminal, and accurate analysis of the motivating ideology behind jihad terror. It goes on and on. I'll post the story. But once again, hey, hate people, your freedom of speech is already preserved because you said it! Us basically criticizing you for saying it means our freedom of speech is intact. Freedom of speech is not freedom from criticism. People, let's all remember that. Hunter is in next. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya!